Welcome on Seaver Podcast. In this podcast, we will introduce the CFIT and CFIT Pulse and ECG Belt, all new devices which monitor the horse's health and performance. At Seaver, we imagine and develop technology so that the health and wellness of horses always remain at the heart of the rider's commitment. We believe that being able to back up one's riding feeling with concrete data provided by technology can only strengthen the link between a rider and his horse. Do ECG, fitness shape test, or performance V140 on V220 seem particularly technical to you? Do you ever feel a bit lost when assessing the evolution of your horse from one training session to another? Then, listening to this podcast is warmly recommended. In the next couple of episodes, we will focus on various topics such as understanding the energy used by your horse in training, checking his trot symmetry, detecting a cardiac irregularity, measuring the stress level of the horse, or figuring out how to use Seaver technology on a daily basis. Have a great listening! In today's episode, we're going to talk about the ECG. So what is an ECG? The ECG, or electrocardiogram, is a graphical representation of the electrical activity of the heart over time. During this test, the horse's heart rate is analyzed and detected thanks to several electrodes placed at strategic points on the cardiac belt. Such an examination helps in the early detection of various cardiac complications. Why should you use the ECG? The ECG is a tool now available for daily use and that can be shared with your veterinarian for pre-diagnosis without having to leave your horse's stable. This allows you to perform accurate and cost-effective remote monitoring. In addition, the ECG is particularly useful for detecting the most common cardiac pathologies in horses, including arrhythmias and atrial fibrillation. Completing an ECG on Seaver app takes less than 1 minute. Step 1, you have to equip your horse with your Seaver device whose electrodes must be moistened with neutral gel. Step 2, you have to open the app and select the medical page tab and start the ECG. Step 3, view the ECG over the phone and share it as a PDF file with your vet in just one click. Your ECG should be performed on a standstill horse in a quiet environment. To complete this episode, I have met Atocha Calvo Santos Masses from Equitrain Vet Clinic in Madrid. Here is our conversation. Hello, Atocha. Thanks a lot for accepting to be our guest in this Seaver podcast. So you are Atocha Calvo Santos Masses. You are an equine vet. You're based close to Madrid in Spain. From what I know, you mainly dedicate your time to sport horses, and you also have a deep expertise in the follow-up of their health and performance. Today, we are going to talk about the ECG and the heart rate and the importance of being able to track and monitor the heart rate of the horses while training. But my first question would be, can you tell me what is an ECG?
Yeah. So we can track the heart two ways, just with a heart rate monitor that it gives you just the beats per minute, mm-hmm. or we can have an ECG. The ECG tells you not only the beats per minute, but also how the heart is working. It gives you the electrical information. You can see if the heart is working okay and what kind of problem or not there is.
So can you tell me a little bit what's the difference? What are the different diseases, for example, that we can detect with the heart rate and with the ECG?
Yeah, so we can track, obviously, heart rate conditions, but not just that. I mean, you can see, for example, if a horse has a murmur or something like that, you put an ECG and you can see more about the heart disease. But also, if you put an ECG to a horse, you can see other kind of issues. With a horse with a respiratory problem, you see changes in the ECG. or even a horse with a lameness, you see changes in the ECG that sometimes you cannot see just looking at the heart rate.
You would say it's very important to be able to track and monitor the heartbeats of the horse, but also their ECG when you do some training or just when you want to be sure that they are in a good shape.
Exactly. For me, maybe when you're a rider, to think about having an ECG every day, it seems a lot, but for me, it helps a lot because when I usually do some trainings for people that want to rehabilitate a horse that has been, that, I don't know, has had any problem, or he wants to improve something. And I can look at all the records of the ECG, and that helps a lot because it gives you a lot of information of how the horse was that day or not, or if there was, for example, they can tell you today the horse was not as okay, and you can look at the ECG, or you can see what was going on, and it gives you tons of information.
Yeah. Do you have concrete examples of what kind of pathologies or diseases we can detect thanks to an ECG?
Well, as I said, I've seen some cardiac problems, horses, for example, with atrial fibrillation, that could be a huge problem. And sometimes you don't even notice at the beginning because they are okay. They just get tired sometimes or things like that. And with ECG, you can spot it and see if there's something to do or not. But also respiratory problems I've seen quite a lot, that you don't even notice them. And when you put the ECG, the horse is not okay. And you start looking and they have something in the lungs. It's not like a super huge problem, but they are not performing good just because they cannot breathe okay. And for example, with lung problems, I've had several. And with lameness, it's huge. Every time a horse, maybe it's not lame, but there's something hurting or there's something that it's not okay. Mm-hmm. And you get an ECG. I got an ECG that was not okay because of a contraction of a muscle that was hurting too much.
Can you explain me a little bit what could be the link between the fact that a horse can be injured or lame or has some pain somewhere and the fact that this reflects into the ECG?
Well, it happens the same with us. Everything in our lives reflects on the ECG. When you're stressed, it reflects on the ECG. That is something really interesting also to see on the horses, what things stress them. But it's just because, for example, pain, when there's pain, the heart gets a sign and it gets stressed out, and it gets going faster. And sometimes this going faster is not the normal way. So it's really interesting to see the ECG, to see what kind of way is the heart going.
Okay. And let's imagine that a horse that suffers from one of these pathologies, as you explained, and the owner or the rider has not detected it yet. What could be the risk of keeping training the horse without knowing and treating this pathology or disease?
Well, for example, for most of the cardiac pathologies, one of the problems is they can collapse, and they usually collapse while exercising. So it's pretty dangerous, not just for the horse, but for the rider. And I've seen some cases with this problem. And most of the times, if you spot the problem before it gets too big or too important, you can do something about it. But sometimes when the horse gets to collapse, it's not an easy job to work things out sometimes. So you can basically spot things before they get too complicated.
Yeah, okay. My last question would be this one. How often do you think we should complete an ECG on a horse?
Well, for me speaking, when I work with horses, I like to do it at least once a month. But with the horses that they have it on the stable, I recommend doing it every day, because if the horse is okay with that, like with most of the modern ECGs like Siever are easy to use for the rider and for the horse. And with this, if the horse haven't had a good day, they can call you and tell you, okay, can you look at what happened today? And if you do it every day, you can follow up all the changes and to see the different trainings and how the horse is handling all the exercise and if it's going okay. So if a horse is working, minimum once a month, but the best thing to do is, it would be like every day if you can do it. I think it's very important that riders start using maybe not just heart rate devices, but also with ECG, because, well, for me as a vet, it's really an interesting tool that they can have and they can ask me about, and you can spot a lot of problems with it before they get too complicated.
Thank you very much, Atocha. It was very interesting, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
If you want to dive further into Siever technology, if you're looking forward to purchasing one of our devices, or if you just wish to learn more about horses' wellness and performance, visit our website and follow us on social networks. See you soon!